The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had fed the 5,000, his disciples saw him walking on the sea. The next day, the crowd that remained across the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had not gone along with his disciples in the boat, but only his disciples had left. Other boats came from Tiberias, near the place where they had eaten the bread when the Lord gave thanks. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples was there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabboni, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you. You are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him, the Father, God has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The call that Jesus made to his disciples and followers today is the same call that faces us, that we believe in the one whom he has sent. And we're called to believe in the one whom he has sent, even in the face of challenges and difficulties. And we see an example of living the life of God, even in the face of difficulties, in Stephen today in our first reading. Stephen has been dragged before the Sanhedrin. They have made up the charge that he has been blaspheming. And tomorrow we'll find another snippet of Stephen as he goes about defending and making a great declaration of faith. Of course, his declaration of faith will result in his own being beheaded. Still, it does not stop him doing the work of the Lord and believing in the one whom he has sent, God's only Son. We have God's only Son, Jesus himself, making his way across the lake, and sometimes it's connected with kind of the Passover, of a story of resurrection, Jesus making his way from one side of the lake to the other. But his listeners, his followers, do not know how he has made it to the other side of the lake, are curious about how and why and where he is. Jesus suggests that their real hunger is not for God, but their real hunger is to be fed again. We acknowledge the times in our own life when we did not seek to follow the way of the Lord, when we did not believe in the one whom he had sent. As we gather today, we're conscious of our own need for the Lord to be with us, to help us to overcome the challenges of life, the challenges faced by the coronavirus. Lord, help us always to be nourished by you. You are the bread of life. You are truly physically present to us when we join at Mass, spiritually, as you're forced to do at these times. But please God, in time all will be well. And so we ask the Lord to be with us, to journey with us, to give us confidence and strength.